Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Gist of Freedom radio show. My name is Arlie Gordon, and I'm happy enough to be your host on this special, special edition. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
And this must be Donna Young, correct?
It is.
Well, pleasure to have you with us tonight. And I'm really excited because simply listening to the OJ singing Family Reunion and looking at the wonderful images on blogtalkradio.com, the Antique Show website, we're going to be talking about your wonderful and the Still family's wonderful family reunion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And share with us a little bit about the reunion itself. And I know that you guys were, your family was heavily involved in the Underground Railroad. And so I want our listening audience to have a chance to learn more about that history as well.
Yes, this is our 141st family reunion for the Still family. And we had our morning worship service at Mount Zion United Methodist Church, which is where the family reunion started back in the late 1890s, 1870, I believe. 5 years after the war ended. Dr. Jane Still felt as though it was important to have all of the family members to get together and speak and talk with each other and just reunite. So that's how the reunion started initially, and it's been going on every year since that time. And it's really important that our family, the Still family, continues to do this. We have a large family. We have a very well-known family. And that's what it's all about. In fact, the preacher this morning, Reverend Wiggins, was speaking on that, the importance of family and how people don't realize how important it really is. But as I said, it all started with the church. We had God is first in our lives. And then thereafter, we have the picnic celebration here in Lawnside at Clarence and Verlene Still's home. So this is the 141st. We had a beautiful day thus far. Many, many people came from all over, and the planning process went well. The weather was perfect, and there was plenty of food and fun.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And, you know, you really hit on something that's very important, and that's faith and family first. And one of the things I would suggest to you that as we've lost the value and the focus on family, so too have we lost our faith. And I think that has a lot to do with the condition of our communities and our children today. And so it's really beautifully powerful to see someone upholding a family tradition that can be so valuable, especially for our younger generation, as is a family reunion. And Ms. Young, tell us a little bit about how many people actually are showing up. I think we're live. I think you're calling in live from the family reunion, which is still going on because I hear the party in the background and I smell the ribs.
It is. Yeah. It is still going on. It started this morning, as I said, at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Mount Zion United Methodist Church in Lawnside. And then the festivities were held here on Oak Avenue, 137 East Oak Avenue in Lawnside. And that started at 1:30. So we usually go from 1:30 until 8 p.m. And
wow.
How many people were here today? We don't have a count yet. We have everyone, well, everyone's supposed to register once they come in onto the grounds. So we have two registration tables, but we also do pre-registration. So we have a list of all the names of people who registered by mail, and we just check them off as they come in. But as far as the number, a count, it's hundreds. I don't even know how many hundreds.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the legacy and history of the Still family. You guys are considered the Underground Railroad's first family, and would you share with us and our audience a little more about the historic perspective of your ancestry and what it's meant to the Underground Railroad movement?
Well, with the Underground Railroad, that was the, William Still who started that, and it was very interesting how him being the conductor, as they say, he and one of the conductors of the Underground Railroad, that he, in fact, had his brother, Peter Still, when he came to that location in Philadelphia. And Peter Still was a little leery because he didn't really trust anyone at that point because of all that he had been through. But when he and his brother, who he found to be his brother eventually, realized that they were brothers, it was quite a reunion. And he took his brother home to meet their mother, to reunite their mother. And from that point on, he met all his brothers and sisters as well. And as I said, Dr. James Still, another brother, they called him the Black Doctor of the Pines. His home is in Medford, New Jersey. He's the one who really put it all together as far as getting the family members together to start the first family reunion.
Very, very impressive. And one of the brothers was it William who was an author of the Underground Railroad?
Exactly. William Still was the author of Underground Railroad. Peter Still also has a book called The Man Who Bought His Freedom. And it's another book out called The Ransom. I can't think of his name. And then Dr. James Still, the Black Doctor of the Pines, he has an autobiography out as well.
Very, very impressive. And so I would suspect some of the day is focused on sharing the family's rich, deep, and uplifting history with the children who are present at the reunion. Is that indeed the case?
Yes, and we also pay honor to those who have passed on before us, and their names are called out, and we have a period, which is a quiet time, when we do that as well.
Wow, that's very, 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 very beautiful. I'm so glad to hear this because, again, it reminds me of a day in our life and culture where family reunions were more the norm than the exception. And
yes.
It really speaks to, again, the value and the beauty and power of family, as well as more of a sense of community among us all. And what else can you share with us about the history of the Stills, and what's your relation to the Stills, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, my mother is a Still, and mm-hmm. her father, Elmer Still, and cousin Clarence's father were brothers. So
okay.
That's
so
the connection.
You're like the first generation. That's great.
I'm sorry. I remember the name. It's The Kidnapped and the Ransomed. I'm sorry. That's Peter Still's book. Mm-hmm. Had a delayed reaction here.
That's okay. And so, and most of the family is from, is it the New Jersey area, the New York area?
Yes, New Jersey primarily. And as I said, we have our reunion every second Sunday in August. And this is the 141st family reunion this year.
Wow, that's truly, truly beautiful. I wish I had known about it beforehand because we might be doing the radio interview from the family reunion as opposed to me being here and not being able to join you all for such a festive occasion. Is this the only opportunity for the entire family to come together once a year? Or do you guys usually spend the holidays together? How do you guys keep the family unit so vibrant?
Leslie wants to talk to you just a moment.
Oh, she's there.
Hello?
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 Hello, is this Leslie?
No. This is another Still we have on the line. Here, her
name
is Winnie, and she's going to tell you about the reenactment.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Winnie, and it's a pleasure to have you with us, and I'm sure pulling you away from that potato salad and ribs was a little difficult, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And so go ahead and share with us a little bit about the reenactment of the Family Matriarch Charity.
Okay.
Do you do charity?
I do charity.
Hello.
Charity Still is the mother of William, James, Peter, mm-hmm. and many, many more.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she so good?
Go ahead, continue, please.
She is considered the mother of the movement.
And just for our listening audience sake, that is the Underground Railroad movement, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And can you share with us, if you'd be so kind, Winnie, a little bit more of her history and what role she played in that capacity?
Okay. She's a little bit camera shy and radio shy, so we're going to move on to someone in your neighborhood. We have here with us, we have Miss Judy Bell Rain from Fade to Black television show. She has a show on cable network in Queens, New York. So we want to thank Winnie for stopping by. She does reenactments, as you said, about the family at different venues. And anytime you want to learn more about the Still family, you can come right here and meet the actual descendants of William Still. But for right now, we have Miss Judy Bell Rain live from the Still Family Reunion, 141st celebration. Here we are.
I am so excited and ecstatic and proud to be here today. I don't know what to do with myself. All this information is going to be passed on to the children in New York City Public Schools. This is just so exciting for them to know more about their history, that as well as there was a Harriet Tubman, that there was a William Still, a father of the Underground Railroad. So often we say negative things about our fathers, black men, and this right here is justification that all black men are strong, they're proud, they're determined, they have a mission and a goal, and they achieve. And I'm ecstatic today. and I'm so proud today. I was coming here late because I was at the funeral. I went to the gravesite of William Still to say the Lord's Prayer and to thank him for being responsible for my people and myself being here today enjoying freedom. I had to go to his gravesite first before coming here. But I am just so proud.
Well, and I think you hit a very, very important, valuable point when we speak about sharing the history and sharing our greatness and stories of those who come before us, especially with our communities of children, because I think one of the things that's lacking in too many African-American and black children these days is truly understanding their greatness and the greatness that preceded them. And in that understanding, there is uplift. And in that understanding, there is self-esteem and self-love, which, again, can help them rise above the all-too-many aspects of media and community. And so it's so valuable. You make a very, very valid, valuable point. Thank you for sharing.
I met a William Still here today who sold me a very important book that I will be using at my school. He sold me a book today called The Kidnapped and the Ransom, The Narrative of Peter and Vina Steele After 40 Years of Slavery. And I find out this man lives in Queens Village, New York. Can history get any closer in my backyard? I'm so excited.
And you have the opportunity to share it with children in your school. And I think that's great. And I think that's really what we all have to do is be historians and pass on the knowledge, pass on the legacies to our children on a much more consistent and constructive basis.
Right, in our schools and in our churches and everywhere our children are. Everywhere that they are.
Well, thank you for being a link. And not only we can certainly hear that how much pride you're feeling by being a part of the Still Family Reunion, learning more about all of the wonderful things of their family and their ancestry. And I hear just as much pride and excitement about taking this information back to Queens and sharing it among children in that community. So we're grateful for people like you who, because it really is about caring and sharing at the end of the day.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to William Still. He is an honorary member here. He sold me my book, and from Queens Village, New York, I'd like to introduce William Still.
Thank you.
Hello.
And a pleasant evening to you, Mr. Still. How are you today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining the Gist of Freedom. Again, I know we're tearing you away from a wonderful family reunion day, but we'd like you to share a little bit more about your rich family's history with our listening audience, if you'd be so kind.
Well, I'm William Still, the great-great-nephew of William Still, who wrote the Underground Railroad, the great-great-nephew of Peter Still, the man who bought himself, and the great-great-nephew of Dr. James Still, the doctor of the pine. I'm currently the president of the Still Family Society, which is also a Still Family organization which promotes the legacy of the Still family, and we join the Still family in Longside, New Jersey, each year to sell our books and to educate people about the Still family, because there's many, many facets of our family. There are many of our family members who we haven't met, and as we come to these various organizations, we continue to meet family members, and we expand our family genealogy.
And we hear that you have reproduced the original book from your uncle that he first wrote in 1872. Is that correct?
Yes, we've republished it in 1995.
Okay. And please share with our listeners a little bit what they would find on the pages of what sounds like a very powerful book.
All right. The book is primarily compilations of experiences that slaves have had traveling over the Underground Railroad. The other part of it is experiences of abolitionists, primarily Quakers, who have assisted slaves in traveling over the Underground Railroad and making it possible for them to reach their final destination which is freedom. One of the experiences that I point out, that I will point out in the book, is that William, who was an abolitionist and a station master in Philadelphia, had the opportunity to meet his brother Peter, whom he had never met, but whom his mother had talked about. After 40 years, Peter bought his freedom. He was in Tuscumbia, Alabama. From Tuscumbia, Alabama, he traveled with the assistance of his original slave owners, the Freedman Brothers, to Cincinnati, Ohio, which was then a free state. When he arrived on his own to Philadelphia, and he encountered a station master there who said to him, "I'd like you to meet another station master that lives in Philadelphia." He was taken over to this person's office, and lo and behold, it's his brother William, whom he had never met. After talking to William, William realized that this was his brother, about whom his mother had spoken, and he said, "Remain in my office for a while." He said, "There's somebody I want you to meet." So he left his office and went to get his two sisters, Katoria and Mahalia, who were taken when the mother escaped slavery. And then there's this family reunion. After being in Philadelphia a couple of nights with William at his home, he took him to Indian Mill, where they had a reunion with the mother, who Peter hadn't seen for some 40 years.
Wow. That sounds absolutely amazing, just the coincidence of these brothers being connected and the similarity in not only the geography but the work that they were both involved.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
it's truly amazing. That's truly amazing.
Peter is currently buried in a cemetery in Burlington, New Jersey, in Burlington County, Burlington, New Jersey. And we've recently visited his grave site.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. And where can people get a copy of the book? Let's plug the book a little bit, because you mentioned that not only are you there for the bonding of family, but you're also there to sell copies of the book. Where can people get a copy of the book, if you'd be so kind?
They'll contact the Still Family Society, 109-57 213th Street, Queens Village, New York. 11429. The email address is wstill@nyc.rr.com.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing some time with us and our listening audience, and we appreciate you again keeping the history of alive. And we hope that we can all work together in sharing more of this wonderful history and these wonderful stories with our young generation. And I appreciate you being a part of today's show.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And we now have on the line, I believe, Mr. Alfred Fisher.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Fisher. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you for being a part of the Gist of Freedom radio show. And tell us a little bit about the reunion. It sounds like everyone's having a wonderful time.
Yeah, but it's sort of winding down at this point. It's been going on since about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, actually, the reunion started at 10 o'clock this morning with a church service at Mount Zion United Methodist Church. That's the tradition. There, and immediately after that church service, then we moved to the reunion, and that begins about 1 p.m. and it'll go on until about this evening, and that'll be it for this year.
Well, and share with our listeners why this family reunion is open to the public, because I know you guys have a very large and potentially extended family, but why do you invite the public to this family reunion as well?
Well, that's a simple answer. That is that in the beginning, back several years ago, practically everyone in this region was related. you're either Still or somehow related to the Still family. Family's married into the Still family. And there's a preponderance of that here today. An awful lot of these folk don't have the name Still, but nonetheless they are related to the Still family through marriage, et cetera. So when you talk about outsiders, relatively few, but the idea was to make it not only a family reunion, but sort of a town.
Mr. Fisher, are you still there? You broke up a bit.
Yeah, I am here.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that tidbit, and thank you for being a part of the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the reunion or about this wonderful Still family with our listeners?
Well, the only thing I would share probably is maybe how it all started, and that was back in 1780. Dr. James Still, who was known as the Black Doctor of the Pines, had the very first reunion at his home in Oxford, New Jersey. Dr. Preeminent doctors, medical doctors in this region, very large thriving practice, and he had the reunion with his brothers and sisters, and the reason he had it was to reconstitute, rebuild the family ties, which had been shattered and scattered and renamed as a result of slavery. And this was the beginning of reuniting the family. He started it there. Years later, the reunion site was moved to Mount Zion United Methodist Church. Everything took place there. And then in subsequent years, again, we have the church service there in the morning and a picnic here at Clarence and Verling Still's home. So that's just a little back.
Yeah, and I think that's so important to share with our listeners and even, you know, our community at large, because it seems, again, that as the fabric of family has frayed through the generations, we don't host as many family reunions anymore. And, and in that fray, so too has our unity and our sharing of history been compromised as well. And so I want to thank you for being a guest on the Gist of Freedom and for taking some time to share with our listeners more about the Still family reunion. And if you'd be so kind, let's bring on Kay Still Scott, another Still family member. Ms. Scott, thank you so much for joining the show. Okay. Kay, are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, well, I'm sorry we got disconnected. I apologize for the technical difficulty. We have Ms. Kay Still Scott on the line. She's going to talk about the Still family reunion.
I am Kay Still Scott, and I am a proud member of the Still family, which I enjoy coming to the reunion and working with it because I believe in family, I believe in history, and at keeping our connections, not only through blood, but spiritually and educationally.
And Kay, I'd like to ask you, this is Arlie Gordon, I'm one of the hosts for the Gist of Freedom, and thank you for taking the time to be with us this evening. I'd like to ask you, how many children are part of this family reunion and get to share on the rich history and legacy that is the Still family reunion and its great work through the underground?
How many children? Under 18?
Yes. Let's use that as our barometer, yes.
Okay. Who are here on site?
That's correct.
There's probably at least 50.
That's beautiful.
If not more. There's a lot of young children, and then there are a lot of teenagers and tweens.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful. And I suspect that they get to share in the history and the legacy that is the Still family as well, if they don't already directly know of it, correct?
Right. Well, and some of them are learning today because many of us now are grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and mm-hmm. we bring our grandchildren, and they are getting to hear some of the history from us just talking and sharing.
Right. And more importantly, they are a part of living history.
They are.
That is wonderful. That is beautiful. And it always fills my heart to let our children know the greatness upon which they stand. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your wonderful family or this wonderful event with our listeners?
It's just that I encourage everyone to get connected to their families.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to put aside whatever it is that has disconnected them, because family is your most important earthly connection next to God.
That's right. And I'm going to repeat that for our listeners. If you place faith in family first, you will never come in second place.
That's true. You must
thank
have
you
faith.
So much. Thank you for so much for joining us, and thank you so much for upholding this wonderful ritual that, by and large, is something that we no longer do as a people in this country as much as we once did. And I'm speaking to the family reunions themselves. It seems that there are so many diversions and distractions that take us away from one another these days, whether it's a computer, whether it's technology, whether it's iPods, whether it's careers. We no longer sit at the same table and talk as families anymore, or as much as we once did. And I think, again, that you guys are a living example for the importance of flourishing family and flourishing in faith and letting that lead the way to whatever may come. And so thank you again, Ms. Scott, for being a part of the show tonight.
And thank you for having me. God bless.
You're very, very, thank you. And we have a vendor online, and let's talk a little bit about...
Okay, Harley, we have one more person, and this
okay.
is a vendor. So here he is.
Okay. Hello, vendor.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Kendall Gordine.
Kendall, thank you for joining the Just the Freedom radio show tonight. And tell us a little bit about your role with the Still Family Reunion, what you're selling, and how people can get more information about your product or service.
Okay. My name is Kendall Gordine. I'm calling from Mukmin Custom Framing. That's Mukmin Custom Framing. I'm located in the Magnolia, New Jersey area, not too far from where the actual reunion is. I was invited by one of the council people that do the sponsors the vendors from coming here to the reunion. Her name is Donna Young. She introduced me to the program, and I'm doing well over here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And so you are keeping our visual keepsakes alive with your custom framing expertise, correct?
That's correct, sir.
That's wonderful. And how can people get more information about your business?
Okay, I'm located in the Magnolia area. My phone number is area code 856-952-4556. My address is 608. Grant, G-R-A-N-T, Avenue, at Magnolia, as in the flower, New Jersey, 08049. My email address is mukminframing, F-R-A-M-I-N-G, at hotmail.com. And I'm also on MySpace.
Okay, give them your MySpace address real quick. More people are on MySpace than typically on
the address, computer. Well, basically it's under my name, Kendall Gordine. It's K-E-N-D-A-L-L. Last name is Gordine, G-O-U-R-D-I-N-E. If you go
okay.
to MySpace and my page will pop up, and you can check out the some of my framing and some of my art on the actual site.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being a part of the show tonight and taking part in the reunion. It's always important to support wonderful events such as this, and we enjoy talking with you, Kendall. Stay best and blessed, okay?
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your evening.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hold on one second. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Arlie Gordon.
I can smell the ribs from the phone, and I'm jealous of you, Leslie. I mean, you were in Detroit last week, and now you're at this wonderful family reunion this week. but I'm not mad at you. I'm just jealous. And
Now,
why don't you share a little bit while you're there and sort of wrap up the show for us, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, we had an exciting day today. I took the Fade to Black crew on a tour of Philadelphia and up at Eden Cemetery, historic Eden Cemetery in Darby, Upper Darby, PA. We went down into the heart of Philadelphia and also looked at some historical markers about William Steele. And then we ended the tour here at the annual open family reunion party. And at this family reunion, you can meet vendors like myself, primarily from the family, people who have written books or have republished books about the family. They also have pony rides for children, the jumping gym, the sandbox. We have food, endless amount of food and drinks. There's also, as you can hear, the music. They hire a person that does line dancing. And they, of course, they have the gospel fest. Before they have this big family reunion affair, they start off at the church, and the church works its way here to Mr. Steele's, Clarence Steele's home in Lawnside, New Jersey. Lawnside is a historical town. It was founded by blacks. It still remains governed by blacks with the help of some Quakers. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. And Arlie, I want to thank you for doing what you do with the teenagers in Detroit and now in the New York area. And I'm proud to have you as a host.
Well, thank you, Leslie, and I appreciate you doing such a good job in sharing our history, not only with our communities of adults, but specifically our communities of children, so again, they understand the legacy that precedes them, and they are buoyed in greatness simply in that understanding. We'll look forward to being back on the air next Sunday, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening to another episode of The Gist of Freedom. God bless.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.